主圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
So in the name of Lord Jesus, let's share for God's words.
今天晚上继续要用你做的是什么事这个题目跟大家来查考。
Tonight we'll continue to use this topic, what have you done, as our mutual encouragement.
我们上一次是用创世纪第三章夏娃她所做的事情神问她的这句话来查考的。
And last time we used this as a reference when we talk about when Eve was deceived by the serpent and God used this phrase to question her.
那我们今天来看人类第二代所做的事情神一样问他这句话。
And today we would like to take a look at the second generation a human. God also used the same question to ask them.
我们看创世纪第四章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
创世纪八四章八节
，Verse 8，
该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。第九节
，Verse 9，
神对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”第十节
，Verse 10，
神说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。”十一节
，Verse 11，
地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅。十二节
，Verse 12，
你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。这一段话是记载该隐跟亚伯他们献祭之后有不同的结果，最后这个哥哥该隐把兄弟亚伯杀了。
This recording talks about after Cain and Abel offered their sacrifice and they received two different results.And Cain killed Abel.
然后当他杀了兄弟之后，神问他说：“你的兄弟亚伯在哪里呢？”
So after Cain killed Abel, God asked Cain, "Where is your brother?"
他竟然很大胆的跟神说：“我不知道。”
However, he was very brave and told God, "Say that I do not know."
我岂是看守我兄弟的吗
？And he told him that, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
他就是跟神顶嘴了。
And sounds like he was talking back to God.
他意思就是说神问错人了，不应该问他说亚伯在哪里。
So basically he was implying that he shouldn't ask someone else for his brother instead of him.
接下来第十节神说你做了什么事呢
？And verse 10, and God told him, "What have you done?"
然后神当然接下来就说你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。
And continually God told him, "The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground."
也就是说，你杀了你兄弟的，你杀了你兄弟，他的血向我哀告。他告诉了我，我知道了。
So basically, God is telling Cain, saying that the blood of your brother is crying out to me. I know what happened.
那这个故事我们都很熟悉的。
And we are very familiar with the story.
我们在很多的场合里面都会。拿这个事件来互相提醒。
And in many occasions, we will use this passage as our mutual encouragement as well.
我们今天再一次的思想一下这句话所带给我们的意义。
So tonight, we will use the same phrase to ponder upon what this message is.
那这里所记载的是第二代人类所发生的事情。
And here records the second generation of human.
也是第一件。在人类社会里面的第一件凶杀案
，and it was also the first case of murder in this world.
当然是在最近的这个世界之后所发生的结果
，and
这是最近的世界之后所产生的结果
，and that's a consequence after the sin had entered the world.
但是在最里面，就是很容易因为一件小小的事情，就变成是一种人命的大问题了。
So after sin had entered the world, it's very often events occurred through a very small and tiny matters.
本来亚当夏娃他们是夫妻，第一对人，他们是很相爱的。
And as we know, the first couple, Adam and Eve, originally they loved each other very much.
他们当时候的家庭应该是很单纯的。
And the family structure of theirs should be very simple.
并没有很多像我们现在这个社会所担心的说好多外在社会的影响，然后让这个孩子变坏。
And it's not like the, our society today, there are so many different negative influences around their environment.
从一有人类开始，我们就看到人类的道德就是一代不如一代。
And since the human history that I can see from Bible, and it seems like their faith is getting deteriorated, much deteriorated after each generation.
我们常常会听到年纪大一点的人会说，哎，现在这个年轻人一代呢，真的是越来越差劲。
And sometimes we might hear the same statement from this generation saying that actually the youth is getting worse in terms of moral value and their value system.
是在这个道德上面的，就是在这个人跟人相处之间应该有的这种规范上，越来越走下坡。
Especially those moral values or in terms of those human relationships.
我们的上一代也是跟我们这样说，你们这一代比那一代更不谨慎。
And during the previous generation, their father also told them the same thing.
那我想，我们每个人，我们年纪渐长之后，我们可能也会对我们的下一代说：“你们现在看起来越来越不行。” And
however, after we grew up, we might say or tell them the same statement to our children or the next generation.
但是再反过来看，我们常常看到很多的这个做阿公阿嬷的。 很夸奖他的小孩子，他的孙子。
However, if you take a look of the generation of our grandparents, a lot of time they praise about their grandkids.
因为这个新的一代越来越聪明。
Because the fact is, the arising generation they are much more smarter.
这是不管是在教会里面，在外面都一样啊。
So no matter it's inside the church or outside in the society, it's all the same.
人类共同的现象就是会看到我们的下一代比我们更有智慧、更聪明，接受更多的信息。
So we can see that the generation coming after us are much more intelligent than we are.
上个星期在尔湾聚会的时候碰到一对慕道朋友。
And last week when I was having a service in Irvine Church, I met a couple.
那这个慕道朋友他们是 看到教会的招牌，自己进来聚会的。
Excuse me, actually, I met Gentiles, or truth seekers, and they saw our signs outside, and then came in by themselves.
他们在从台湾的，他们在台湾就看过真耶稣教会。
So when they were in Taiwan, they have heard and also have heard about us.
当他们走路走在路上，看到我们尔湾教会的时候，好高兴。
So when they were walking on the street, they saw the sign or the board of our church. They were very happy.
他们就看到，哎，这个教会我在台中看过。
So during that time, they thought to themselves, I have seen this church in Taichung.
他们就进来教会。
So that's why they entered the church.
那他们进来教会就听我们的道理，然后。
So after they enter, they attend the service.
他们就看到我们怎么祷告。
So they witnessed how we prayed.
对他们来说，他们都。 觉得很自然，因为之前在台湾就已经听过。
To them, those are very natural because they have heard and have witnessed things in our church.
他们也觉得非常的道理非常的好。
And they also thought that the teaching that we mentioned on the pulpit was very good.
那让他们最感到惊讶的就是说，他看到我们教会在讲道的时候，旁边有个人在翻译。
However, the most surprising thing is that there's an interpreter right next to the person who gives sermons.
哇，这个他们对这个旁边翻译人非常的感兴趣。
And they are very interested to the interpreter.
哇，这个翻译的真好。
And they feel like the interpreter had did a good job.
能够把传道讲的每一句话都把它翻出来，而且很快的就即席翻译。
So they thought that the interpreter was able to simultaneously interpret the meaning of what the sermon speaker said.
就觉得说，哇，教会里面这个孩子啊，训练得非常的非常有能力，而且又非常的道理这么熟。
So they thought that we raise our next generation very well, and they have very clear thoughts.
他就希望说，希望我的孙子呢，也能够来教会，接受这样的训练。
So they hope that they can have their grandson come to our church and receive the same training.
希望都到教会里面来，能够一方面可以 敬畏神，一方面又可以得到这么好的训练呢。So
first, when if they can have their grandson come to our church, first they can learn the words of God. Secondly, they can receive good training.
从他的对话当中，他就一直跟我说：“你知道吗？我的那个孩子，我的那个孙女啊，好聪明，他就像天使一样。”
So in our conversation, they mentioned to me, saying that their granddaughter was very smart and she's just like an angel.
可是她又很担心说, 但是她现在是六岁, 也许到16岁的时候她就不一样了。
However, he was quite worried about his granddaughter because she's only 6 right now, but perhaps after she turned 16, everything will be changed.
因为她知道在这个社会里面, 从6岁到16岁一个很大的转变。
Because he knew in this society, 6 to 16, there a huge change to become different.
按照这个社会的趋势, 他可以预测16岁之后, 他一定不会像现在这么可爱的。
And according to the trend of this society, he can almost predict that after the age of 16, she might not be as adorable as she is right now.
但是他可以预测他的孩子，他的这个孙子在十六岁的时候一定是非常有能力。
However, he can also predict that her granddaughter, when she reached the age of 16, she's very capable.
那时候我们就看到，其实人类的进步就是有这种两个非常极端的不同的走向。
So as we can see the progress of the human society, we can see two extreme directions.
能力上一代比一代强。
Capability wise, the next generation is a lot better than the previous one.
但是就道德标准来说，一代比一代败坏。
However, in terms of moral values, the next generation is actually each generation is getting worse and worse.
这样的事实，这样的感叹，其实从人类的第六代开始就看到这个趋势了。
So we can see the same facts arise from the second generation of human.
这个人类的社会从离开伊甸园之后，就是以这个趋势在进展的。
So after Adam and Eve were cast out from the Garden of Eden, that is the trend of this world.
那我们今天晚上要从 该隐他所做的这件事情来思考一些我们在生活上应该要注意的。
So tonight, we can ponder upon this event, what Cain did during that time.
我们在这个社会里面有很多外来的影响，就是很多我们环境所给我们的影响。
And in this society, we know we will be impacted with all the different influence from this world or from our environment.
但其实最关键的是我们这个人本身，我们自己本身怎么对待我们自己的情绪。
However, the most critical point is how we human deal with those influence.
因为就该隐的事件来说，他当时候只有两代人而已。
And during Cain's generation, there were only 2 generations during that time.
因为当时候亚当夏娃他们生养孩子。
Because the first generation is Adam and Eve.
看起来那时候应该是人应该不多。
And they produce their offerings. So that's why he probably knew that they are not that many people.
如果我们看创世纪四章的第一节,
so if you read Genesis chapter 4, verse 1,
四章第一节说，有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“哎，神使我得了一个男子。”等一下，verse 1,
now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and born Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord.
那表示这句话，夏娃她会觉得说，哎呀，神给我生了一个儿子，表示说她是一个很惊讶的，就是生了一个儿子啊。So
she was quite surprised during that time because she felt that God gave her a son.
看起来那个时候他们应该有生女儿。So
it looks like or sounds like they have daughters as well.
生了很多女儿之后，现在生了一个儿子就很高兴了。
Perhaps they have gave birth to many daughters, and all of a sudden they receive a man.
所以该隐是得的意思，他就是只有得到一个这个男子，很高兴。
So the name or the meaning of Cain is gain a man.
那然后生了该隐之后，又生了亚伯，那就没有什么特别记载说有什么样很惊讶的表现了。
So after they gave birth to Cain, and then they had Abel, so it seems like they are not that many surprised this time.
所以看起来应该是该隐是，至少是亚当夏娃他们圣经所记的第一个儿子。So
according to Bible, it looks like Cain is the first son of Adam and Eve.
那这个当时候他们就这么多人，其实大部分的看起来当时候的这些兄弟啊姐妹们应该都还是蛮敬畏神的人。
So from those recordings, we think those people probably still show their reverence to God.
该隐会把他兄弟亚伯杀死，纯粹是从自己来的，不是因为别人影响他的。
So we can probably infer that the reason why Cain killed Abel is because his own personal reason is not he's not influenced by others.
所以神问该隐说：“你做了什么事呢？”
So that's why God asked Cain, "What have you done?"
该隐所做的事就是他把他的兄弟亚伯杀了。
So the thing that he had done during that time is that he killed his brother.
但是他不敢说。
However, Cain dared not to talk about this.
他想要逃避，所以神问他的时候，他就说我不知道我兄弟在哪里。
So he will try to deflect the question. So that's why he answered that I do not know.
那该隐为什么会把兄弟杀了
？And what is the reason for Cain to kill his brother Abel?
看起来跟他献祭的时候。神没有接纳他的供物是有关系的。
And it looks like it has a direct relationship when God did not accept his sacrifice or offering.
因为圣经里面从第三节开始就记载，该隐跟亚伯他们都同样拿供物献祭给神。
And in chapter 3, that records that both Cain and Abel make their offerings to God.
该隐是种地的，亚伯是牧羊的。
And Cain plants and Abel actually shepherd.
那该隐的供物神看不中。
And God did not accept the offering of Cain.
这个时候神只有接纳亚伯的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，向神变了脸色。
And during that time, God only accept Abel's offerings, so that's why Cain was very angry and he even changed his face.
神事实上是很慈祥的问他说，欸，你为什么要发怒呢？你为什么变脸呢？
And during that time, God asked Cain gently, "Why are you angry?"
第七节说：“你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你门前了。他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”
And in verse 7,
第四章第七节。
And he asked him that, "If you had done well, then." What is the reason your offering not to be accepted?
所以神不看重该隐的供物，就是因为他行得不好。
And the reason God did not accept his offering because he did not do well.
神其实已经提醒他，这个你行得不好，这个罪已经伏在你的门前了。
And God even further reminded him, saying that the sin is actually at the door.
那这个罪呢，会像那个虎视眈眈的那个恶兽。等在你门口要吞噬你。
And that sin is just like a beast that's waiting to devour you.
但是你一定要制服它，你一定要小心。
However, you need to be careful, and furthermore, you should rule over it.
那从这里我们看到，神跟该隐所说的那个罪，是指哪些方面呢？
So from this verse, what kind of sin that God is talking about right here?
当时候，我们看不到有其他的任何像我们现在社会所看到这么多的罪。
Of course, during that time, we can identify as so many different things that we have today.
看起来他行得不好，当时候的该隐他有可能做什么不好的事情，让神觉得你要小心呢。
So during that time, what might be those things that he did not do well and that God would like to remind him?
如果对人来说，我们看到他当时候就只有他的父母亲这一辈而已。
So in terms of human relationship,he only had to deal with the previous generation, which is his parents.
他跟他人相跟他周遭有关系的人是他的兄弟姐妹啊。
And the other part is his brothers or sisters.
所以当时候的罪其实都跟人有关，就是跟人的关系有关系的。
So this sin is regarding to interpersonal relationship.
所以也许该隐他很不听他父母亲的话。
Perhaps he did not listen to his parents.
他不会在意他的兄弟的感受。
Or he did not care about the feeling of his brothers or sisters.
他可能很容易暴躁，很发怒。
Or he's a person who is quick to temper, very easy to get angry.
其实这个就是在他这个表现里面我们看得到的。
Perhaps those are the deeds that we might see during that time.
当时候神已经提醒他。
And God reminded him during that time.
可是现在该隐他并没有把神的提醒放在心上。
However, he did not take those reminders into his heart.
这件事情之后，第八节就说，他跟他兄弟两个人在讲话，在田间的时候，他就起来打他，就把他杀了。
So, after that, in verse 8, Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and eventually he killed him.
那为什么该隐要把兄弟杀亚伯杀了？
And what is the reason for Cain to kill his brother Abel?
他杀兄弟有什么好处吗？
And is there any benefit to kill his brother?
如果该隐杀亚伯这件事情是跟他献祭不蒙悦纳有关的话，
So, if there's a, there's a relationship between this event and the event before, which is his offering did not been accepted by God.
所以当时候，该隐也许认为说，哎，今天就是因为有比较，神看了你比我好，所以呢，神不悦纳我的供物。
Perhaps Cain thought to himself, because there's a comparison between me and my brother, that's why if I can get rid of him, God will accept my offering.
所以他很简单的认为说，这个兄弟存在就像是一种威胁，这个就是。就是因为有你，所以神才不悦纳我。
So, perhaps his thought was very straightforward. That's why he thought that the reason his offering was not being accepted is because his brother.
我们如果用现在的话来说，该隐当时候应该是在嫉妒亚伯。
So if we use today's term to describe the feeling of Abel, we can say actually Cain.We can say Cain is being jealous.
我们如果看约翰一书第三章，来看看圣经怎么说。
So let's turn to First John chapter 3.
约翰一书三章十二节。
John chapter 3 verse 12.
我们从第十一节开始。
Let's start from 11.
约翰一书三章十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 11.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。十二节。
Verse 12.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。读一下这一节。
Okay, verse 11. For this the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Verse 12. Not as Cain, who was the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers righteous.
该隐他并不是一出生的时候就属恶者。
And we know Cain was not belong to evil when he was born.
他出生的时候，他的母亲曾经很高兴的。
When Cain was born, his mother was surprised and happy.
但是到最后，圣经在写他的时候，认为他是属恶者的。
However, at the end, when Bible talk about this person Cain, they thought Cain belonged to evil.
当他杀了他的兄弟之后，他就变成属恶者的人了。
After Cain killed his brother, he is the wicked one.
因为他说自己的行为是恶的，可是他的兄弟行为是善的，这是一个从神来看的标准。
So in verse 12, because his work were evil and his brothers righteous, that is a comparison from God's point of view.
从一开始神就跟他说你行得不好。
So in the beginning, God told him that you did not do well.
所以我们就看到该隐他本身，他对他兄弟的作为，他并没有去反省他自己本身，诶，他所行的有一些不好的地方。
So when he saw the result of this offering, he did not reflect upon himself, thinking that what have he done wrong.
他会嫉妒兄弟比他更好，这个嫉妒的情绪让他眼瞎了。
Instead, he became more jealous toward his brother and eventually make him blind.
他认为，他也许认为说，如果把亚伯杀了，神就会接纳他的供物。
He even thought that if he can kill Abel,then God will accept his offering.
但其实不会。
However, that is not the case.
神的标准是绝对的，不是比较来的。
Because God's standard is absolute, it's not coming from the comparison.
所以我们今天在这么多人当中，我们会看到很多很复杂的人际关系。
So today among us, we might identify a very complicated the human relationship or interpersonal relationships.
有时候我们就很习惯的去跟人比较，诶，我如果跟谁比较起来，我还不错。
So naturally, when we compare ourselves to someone, we might feel like we are not bad.
但其实，我们今天在神面前不是跟人比较的。
However, today in front of God, we are not trying to make this comparison to other people.
我们要用神的标准来检查我们每一个人自己。
Instead, we should use God's standard to examine ourselves.
比别人好一点，并不代表我们在神面前是善的。
To be a little better than others, that doesn't mean that we are good in front of God.
那所以呢，今天从亚伯他这件事情，他这个嫉妒的情绪，其实一直在他心里面酝酿着。
So when we see Cain, his jealousy, that emotion is always dwell in his heart.
那今天我们看到该隐的作为，他所做的事情，当然他最后是把兄弟杀了。
So that's why when we see his deeds at the end, he killed his brother.
但是他这个动作其实是有原因的。
However, that action or that deed has a reason.
他的原因就是从嫉妒、从仇恨来的。
And that reason or that cause is coming from the hatred or the jealousy.
在圣经里面并没有，实际里面并没有说不可以嫉妒了。
Of course, in Ten Commandments, it did not say thou shall not be jealous.
圣经说不可以杀人。
However, Bible do tell us,we should not murder.
嫉妒是一种情绪的反应。
And we know, jealousy is one type of emotion.
杀人是一个实际的动作。
However, murder, is an actual action.
但是这个情绪如果没有谨慎的去对付它，很可能会产生这种杀人的动作出来。
However, this negative emotion, jealousy, if we do not control or rule over it, we might produce that action, which is killing.
这是为什么在古代的时候教会里面曾经出现说有七项致命的罪。
So, in the ancient church, they mentioned, seven lethal sins.
就是除了十诫之外的。
And then they mentioned those lethal, sins are beside Ten Commandments.
那这些所谓的罪都是跟我们的情绪有关系。
And those sins, has direct relationship to our emotions.
那其中有几项很明显的就是我们现在很常看到的就是骄傲、嫉妒、愤怒。
And those are pride, angers, and jealousy.
那所以呢，我们就看到嫉妒会让一个人从本来很善良的到变得很邪恶。
So we can see, by being very, being jealousy can turn someone good to bad.
我们在教会，我们在圣经里面看到很多有关嫉妒产生的那个后果，那些不好的例子的。
And the history of church, we can see, there are many, bad consequences, arise from the jealousy.
我们在读创世纪的时候就看到很多这个嫉妒所做出来的一些觉得很愚蠢的一些事情。
So when we study, the book of Genesis, we can also see many foolish things that arise, or by this problem of jealousy.
我们在读创世纪第26章的时候就读到以撒的故事。
So when we study, Genesis chapter 6, the story of Isaac. 26, the story of Isaac.
那这以撒的故事里面，这个非利士人曾经非常嫉妒这个以撒。
And we knew, those Philistines, they are very jealous of Isaac.
因为以撒他变得很富足啊，他有很，别人在饥荒的时候，他一百倍的收成。
Because, Isaac was rich, when other people are inflicted, with the famine, he has hundredfold, of the harvest.
以撒越来越强大，因为神的祝福。
And due to God's blessings, Isaac had become much more stronger.
诶，结果这个非利士人就很嫉妒他。
And so as the matter of fact, those Philistines, they are become very jealous.
那所以他们做什么？我们现在看创世纪二十六章。
So let's turn to, Genesis 26.
创世纪二十六章
，Genesis 26，
我们看第十四节
，3:14。
二十六章十四节说，他有牛群、羊群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。
And here mentioned that he has many flocks, that's why Philistines envy him.
十五节说，当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都把他塞住，填满了土。
Verse 15, now the Philistine has stopped up.All the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth.
你看，这是非利士人把那个活水井把它填土，他带给他什么好处
？So, what are the benefits, or what were the benefits for those Philistines cover up or fill up those wells?
一点都没有好处啊。
They did not receive any benefits from those.
他只是觉得说，就是因为你有井，所以你才会这么富足。
They probably simply thought that the reason.Why he was so rich? Because those wells.
他没有想到说这个井，他们也可以用的。
They did not even realize that they can also utilize the wells.
所以 你看那个嫉妒让那个人哦价值观念都混淆了，他搞不清楚什么是重要的。
So when they had this problem of jealousy, we can see their value system are completely disrupted.
那创世纪的第三十七章在讲约瑟的故事。
And in Genesis chapter 37, it talks about the story of Joseph.
我们看到约瑟的兄弟怎么嫉妒约瑟。
And we see how his brothers was being jealous of him.
圣经特别记载说，因为约瑟他曾经做了两个梦。
Just because he had two dreams.
啊，这个梦是神的指示，但是这个兄弟们就特别看到他就很不喜。就很不顺眼。
Even though those two dreams were the revelations of God, his brothers did not like him at all because of that.
圣经特别描述说，这些兄弟很嫉妒约瑟。
And Bible described their brothers were very jealous of him.
那最后，他们就把他卖掉了。
And eventually they sold Joseph to Egypt.
他们把他卖掉，带给他们好处吗
？So did they gain any benefit by sellingJoseph to Egypt.
我们最近的读经记录应该读创世纪的四十几章了，四十六章。
And according to our daily Bible study schedules, we should be reading chapter 47 of Genesis.
我们读过约瑟的故事，看到他的兄弟把约瑟卖了之后，他们心里面那个罪恶感一直存在，二十多年之后，他们还是忘不了。
So we know after they saw Joseph, the guilt they have in their heart lasts at least for 20 years.
其实他们那个动作给他们自己带来很大的刑罚。
So the deeds they performed actually brought them a huge punishment.
他们把约瑟卖了，他们得的那一些钱又有什么好处呢
？So even though they gained some money after they sold Joseph, they are not considered gain anything.
他们其实很明显的，他们少了一个助手。约瑟是一个很好的助手。
And obviously they are running short of one helper because.Joseph was a very good helper.
你看约瑟他做什么事情都很成功。
And if we read Bible, we know no matter what Joseph did, everything was very successful.
他是一个非常有智慧的人。
And he was a wise man.
因为他是有神同在的。
Because God is with him.
他的哥哥们把这个宝贝的弟弟把他卖掉。
And his brothers sold their precious brother.
他们其实一点都没有好处。
And as we know, they did not gain.Any benefits.
但是嫉妒就让他们眼睛瞎了。
However, because they had this problem of jealousy, that's why their eyesight was being blind.
所以我们看到这几个故事，我们就要很小心。
So when we look at those cases or stories, we need to be very careful.
这个情绪，嫉妒这个情绪，最后导致呀，该隐他就非常的愤怒。
Because Cain has this emotion of jealousy.At the end, he became very furious.
他对神的提醒，他都没有把它放在心上了。
And he did not even put God's reminder in his heart.
你看，该隐他都敢跟神发怒了。
And we can see in the Bible, he dared to be angry to God.
但很自然的，他跟他的兄弟亚伯一讲话，一言不合就受不了了。
That's why at the end, when he talks to his brother Abel, when they have a conflict in opinions, he killed him.
所以，我们看。伏在该隐门前那个罪是什么呢
？So what is the sin that lies at his door?
愤怒。
That is the anger.
嫉妒。
The jealousy.
最后就是仇恨。
And at the end, it becomes hatred.
神特别提醒该隐说：“你一定要把他制服。
”And God remind him that you have to rule or overcome it.
但是该隐他没有制服他，反而被这几个情绪制服了。
However, Cain did not overcome his emotion. Instead, he was being overcome by his emotion.
最后，他带来的就是被地咒诅的结果。
So at the end, he was cursed by the earth.
然后他从此远离了神的面。
So starting from that point on, he left the face of God.
我们刚开始读过创世纪第四章的第十一节。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 11.
神跟他说，现在你必从这个地受咒诅。
And God told him that you are cursed from the earth.
他从此永远离开了神的面。
So from that point on, he left God.
第十六节说。
In verse 16.
于是该隐离开神的面，去住在伊甸东边摩德之地。
So verse 16, then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
当亚当被 赶出伊甸园的时候，亚当做什么事业呢？
So, what was the occupation of Adam after he was cast out from the Garden of Eden?
大家有没有想过亚当到底做什么的？
So, do we think about what did Adam do after he was cast out?
亚当应该是种地的。
So, he should be the one growing crops.
因为神已经跟他说，你一定要劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
Because God told him that you had to put a lot of effort in order to receive the fruit from the earth.
他要吃田间的菜蔬，他要汗流满面去耕种这个地，才能够得吃的得糊口。
He will be sweat and work hard in order to gain the crops and the fruit from the earth.
该隐他也是种地的。
So we know Cain is like a farmer too.
他本来就是继承他父亲的工作，要继续做这个种地的工作。
So he inherited the occupation of his father to continue to be a farmer.
我们看起来，这个种地本身是要经验的。
So it looks like, or it sounds like that that requires a certain experience to be a farmer.
亚当应该把他所得的经验会传给他的儿子。
So typically, Adam should pass on his experience to Cain.
这是很自然的，每一代的做父亲的人，他如果有什么事业，他很自然的想要传给他的儿子。
So that's very natural for a father will usually try to pass down their career or experience to the next generation.
如果我们在做生意，在做事业，你会想要把你的事业交给谁呢？
So if we have a business or we have a career, who were you thinking that you should pass on this to?
如果我们有个弟兄，他做医生，他就很希望说他的儿子也当医生呢。
Or if someone who is a doctor, he would probably wanted that his son is also a doctor.
很自然的，因为上一代所累积的经验很，他说很想要说把它传给我的下一代。
So it's very natural for those accumulated experience they would like to pass down to next generation.
他们就省了好多年的重新摸索的时间。
So that can save the next generation a lot of time and effort.
所以其实该隐他本身得到很多亚当他所要传给他的。
So basically, Cain received much experience from his father.
但是最后该隐呢，他是反而从这个地里面受咒诅。
However, at the end, he was the one who was cursed.
他从此他说地不再给你效力了，神这样说的。
So God told him that therefore, the earth will not work for you.
你种地，地不再给你效力，表示说你种什么，什么都不会长。
So no matter what you plant.Nothing will come out from the ground.
就已经不是什么技术的问题了。
So that has nothing to do with the technical part.
所以，该隐已经没有办法再做他原来的工作。
So that's why Cain cannot sustain his original occupation anymore.
他要做什么？他说要流离飘荡在地上。
So what can he do at the end? He can only become a wanderer.
他要在这个地上做流浪者。
So he will wander on the earth.
做流浪者做什么？
So,
接下来该隐可以做什么事
？So what can Cain do as a wanderer?
也许该隐他变成一个猎人。
Perhaps he had become a hunter.
也许该隐他就试着做一些生意，也不一定。
Or he can try to be a businessman.
也许他可以做，他去发展很多他本来不会有的技，他本来不知道，他那学了一些技巧。
Or he need to develop some other skills.
但从圣经我们看到后来该隐做什么呢
？And according to Bible, what did Cain choose to do at the end?
他其实后来发展了很多文明，他很多的智慧
，and at the end
很多的技巧了。
At the end, we know he developed many different skills.
圣经就特别说，他后来盖了一座城市。
And at the end, he had built a city.
看第十四章的第十七节。
And let's read chapter 14.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那城叫做以诺。十七节
，verse 17。
那表示说，该隐他后来，他要能够建造一座城啊，他要能够先盖房子啊。
So in order to build a city, then he need to know how to build a house first.
一个城市是很复杂的，其实。
As we know, building a city can be complicated.
那表示说，从该隐他从流离在地上之后啊，他就开始变得学习很多很多新的知识了。
So after he had become a wanderer, he started to learn or acquire many different knowledge.
他懂了怎么去管理啊。
And he learned how to manage.
慢慢从该隐的这个后代出现了很多人类文明社会的一些始祖。
And starting from Cain and his descendants become many heads of different civilizations.
从这个时候开始就看到人的系统里面所产生的这些文明社会。
So after Cain, we can see men's civilizations.
城市有了。
And they have cities.
他们就开始经营事业。
And they start to do business.
牧养牲畜，他们现在开始变成一种事业，不是只是为了糊口而已。
So, being a shepherd, is no longer, just a job. It becomes a career.
他们会做造，会制造一些工具。
And they know how to make instruments.
他们会制造乐器。
And they actually make musical instruments.
那所以就看到说，这个社会在该隐的这个世界里面，哇。越来越进步，可是同时间也越来越暴力。
And we know the descendants of Cain, they become much more smarter, intelligent. They have built many different civilizations, but at the same time, their moral value had decreased.
那道德也越来越差。
And they become more violent.
就好像到了拉麦的时候，他都娶两个妻子。
And at the end, when it comes to the time of
拉麦。第二十三节
，Verse 23，
拉麦就娶了两个妻子，这是本来一夫一妻的
Lamech
的这种婚姻就被破坏了。
So when the time of Lamech, he has two wives, and we can see the moral value has become very evil.
那从此，这个人的系统、人的社会就真的远离了神的面。
So we can see this system of human is totally deviated from God.
那我们现在从该隐他所做的这件事情，我们现在得到一些教训呢。
So from Cain's doing, we have learned several points.
我们刚才已经提到，我们要谨慎的去注意我们对人的这几种情绪。
So we have just mentioned that we need to be careful of those negative emotions.
就是嫉妒、愤怒、仇恨。
They are jealousy, anger, and hatred.
那我们现在。看神对该隐所说的，神对他说：“我看不中你的供物，你若行得好，你一定可以蒙悦纳的。为什么你不想想看呢
？”And God had told Cain saying that I'm not accepting your offering because you have not done well. If you done well, what is the reason for me not to accept your offerings？
所以我们就看到说，今天在拜神的时候，我们一定要先反省我们自己。
So today when we worship God.First thing that we think about is to reflect and examine ourselves.
我们要用我们的行为让在神面前蒙悦纳，那我们的献祭才真的有功效的。
So, in order to, and we need to let God accept our deeds, then that's considered as a successful offerings.
如果我们看希伯来书第十一章
，So if we turn to Hebrews,
希伯来书十一章
，Hebrews chapter 11,
第四节
，verse 4。
希伯来书十一章第四节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4
亚伯因着信献祭给神比该隐所献的更美因此这美的称义的见证就是神指着他礼物做的见证他虽然死了却因这信能就说话这里说亚伯是因信献祭给神
And verse 4 by faith Abel offered to God
那该隐所献的就不一样了
However, what Cain offered was different.
那该隐所献的是因着什么
？So what did Cain offer through?
看起来该隐所献的是因着自义，他觉得他自己不错。
And what did Cain offer is his self-righteousness because he thought that he was not bad.
所以他对神没有接纳他的供物，他觉得很不满。
So that's why he feel he was not satisfied because God did not accept his offerings.
那其实该隐他所行的如果是不蒙神悦纳就是不义因为是在神面前是有缺欠的是不好的
And the reason Cain's offering was not accepted because it was not completed and it was not perfect
所以其实神一直要求我们说我们在献祭给神一定要先反省我们自己
So that's why God told us when we offer something to God we need to first examine ourselves
圣经说听命胜于献祭
And Bible also tells us to be obedient is more important than making offerings.
顺从胜于供养的自由。
And to be submissive is more precious than those oil from the stocks.
神真的要我们的是什么呢？神向我们所要的是什么呢？
So what did God really require from us?
并不是这些祭物的。
So we know God does not require those offerings.
我们看弥迦书第六章。
So let's turn to Micah.
弥迦书第六章
Let's turn to the book Micah
第六节
Verse 6
弥迦书六章六节
Chapter 6, verse 6
我朝见神在至高神面前敬拜当献上什么呢岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗第七节
Verse 7
神岂喜悦千千的公羊或是万万的油禾吗我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗第八节
Verse 8
世人啊神已经指示你何为善他向你所要的是什么呢只要你行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与你的神同行那这段圣经看到让我们看到说今天神真的要我们的不是那些祭物
So from these three verses we know God requires from us are not just merely those livestock or sacrifices
我们所献上给神的应该是我们在神面前真的是公义又怜悯
So what we should truly offer to God is to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
公义怜悯是对着人。
And we know, to do justly and love mercy is to men.
但是对神我们一定要谦卑。
However, to God, we need to be humble.
我们能够真的体会神的心与神同行。
And we need to understand the heart of God and walk with Him.
所以我们今天看到圣经的这些记载要给我们一个很好的提醒。
So today, when we saw this, when we read those passages, it served as a very good reminder to all of us.
我在神面前，我的行为能蒙是否能蒙悦纳
？So in the presence of God, are our deeds accepted or acceptable to God?
我对我的兄弟会不会怀着仇恨或者嫉妒
？So are we being jealous, or we have this hatred? Towards our brothers or sisters.
那我们每一个人都要很小心。
And everyone need to be very careful and cautious.
有时候这个情绪在我们心里面会酝酿。
And sometimes those negative emotions may grow in our hearts.
我们做父母亲的有时候对我们的儿女们，他们如果有这种情绪，也要很小心。
So sometimes when parents have similar emotions to their children, they need to be careful as well.
当然，圣经里面所记载的亚伯、该隐，他们都已经成人长大了。
Of course, what Bible recorded about Cain and Abel, those, they are full grown.
今天对我们来说，有时候我们自己的孩子，他们如果年纪相当，很有可能都会有这种嫉妒的情绪。
So sometimes, when we pay attention to our next generation, if their age are somehow close, they might have this, emotional jealousy, exist between them.
小弟去阿根廷的时候，有一个慕道朋友他们来教会查考道理。
And when I went to Argentina, they have two seekers among us.
他们带了两个小孩到教会来。
And they had two children.
这两个小孩是小学生，两个兄弟差两岁。
And those brothers are still in the elementary schools, and they have two years apart from each other.
他的父母亲对这两个孩子的发展非常的在意。
And the parents are very cautious about their academic.
他发现这个老大，这个大儿子呢，很不听话，而且很不用功，不想读书。
And they realized that the older son was not very obedient, and he did not like to study.
他们觉得做父母亲的觉得用什么方法都已经没办法教了。
And the parents feel like they run out the methods.
他们就想说，就因为朋友介绍，就说那就带来教会。
So, And they still worry about their son, so their friend told them about our church, so they brought his son here.
可是他们带来教会的时候，他的孩子本身还是不听话，因为他们不听不懂，因为他们还小。
However, when they brought their son to church, nothing changed because they are still very young and they do not understand of our teachings.
当我们要祷告的时候，这个孩子他不想祷告。
And when we are praying, this older brother did not want to pray.
他的弟弟在做什么事情，他都不想，这个哥哥都不想做。
And no matter, and the younger brother or the younger son, no matter what he did, the older one will choose to do something opposite.
老师就觉得很奇怪。
So the teacher felt very weird.
因为被人说这个大儿子，他这个哥哥的，他没有办法，好像没有办法跟弟弟做什么事了。
So the teacher felt like, no matter, though they felt like those two brothers, they do not get along.
后来才发现，原来我们在跟他聊天当中才发现，这个做哥哥的有非常强烈的。非常强的自卑感跟嫉妒的心理对这个弟弟。
So at the end, they found out and they realized that, the older brother or the older son has a very low self-esteem and feel very lowly in front of his younger brother.
因为做弟弟的比较优秀。
Because the younger brother is more outstanding.
比较聪明。
And much more, intelligent.
那这个做哥哥的呢，他相对的觉得他什么事都不如弟弟。
However, to the other side, his older brother felt like no matter what he did,is always inferior to his younger brother.
所以他其实他心里面已经认输，什么事情弟弟做他都不想做了。
So basically, the older brother felt like he is a loser. That's why he denied to do anything.
那对父母亲怎么对待弟弟，跟他对待他本身，他就非常的在意。
So that's why the older brother paid a lot of attention how his parents treat his younger brothers and him.
其实从教会里面，从圣经的道理来看，我们就知道说他的问题在哪里了。
So according to the teaching of the Bible, we can identify, and pinpoint where the problem is.
但是这个父这么，因为他们做父亲的，他就搞不清楚为什么孩子不喜欢读书，拼命找最好的家教来教他。
However, the father did not realize where exactly the problem is. That's why he found the best tutor to teach his older son.
其实从他的例子里面看到说，其实兄弟之间他有这种嫉妒的情绪，已经在。这个心里面一直酝酿好久一段时间了。
However, the reality is that we can see this older brother has this emotion of jealousy, from a long time.
那这件事情其实最后就会像该隐跟亚伯的事件是一个提醒，对我们来说是一个提醒。
So if we just sit there and let this emotion develop, and eventually it will turn out like the case of Cain and Abel.
所以我们今天从该隐他所做的事，我们一定要来小心的应用在我们自己的身上，我们怎么样能够克服这种情绪来制服它。
So today when we study the case of Cain and Abel, we should learn how to rule over our negative emotions.
那我们就不至于会走该隐的道路。
So if we can do so, then we can prevent ourselves, by walking on Cain's path.
该隐他是一个什么样的人呢？
So what kind of person that Cain is?
我们如果看约伯记第五章，
So we turn to Job chapter 5.
约伯记第五章
Job chapter 5.
第二节
Verse 6.
约伯记五章二节
Excuse me, Job chapter 5 verse 2.
五章二节说，愤怒害死愚妄人，嫉妒杀死痴迷人。五章二节
Excuse me, chapter 5 verse 2.
读一下这节。
Verse 2, for wrath kills a foolish man, and envy slays a simple one.
该隐他就是变成愤怒的人，愚妄的人跟痴迷的人。
So Cain at the end turned out to be a foolish, and an envy man.
他的愤怒让他没有办法处理他自己，面对他自己。
Because his wrath, he failed, to confront himself.
他没办法听进去神对他的提醒。
And he was not able to listen and take in the message that God, trying to convey.
最后他因着嫉妒就把他的兄弟杀死，成为一个痴迷人。
And at the end, because his jealousy, and he killed, his brothers.
他从此远离神的面。
And start from that point on, he was cast out from God's presence.
在地上漂流。
So he became a wanderer,On the earth.
这是一个何等可悲的结局。
So that is a very sad ending.
他所做的事情是杀人的事。
And the deeds that he performed, is to murder.
今天我们应当不至于会做到这个地步。
And we know we would probably wouldn't do something like that today.
但是如果我们没有谨慎，我们可能会去恨人。
However, if we are not, careful, or if we are not cautious, we, being jealous to others.
对人的情绪，因为圣经说，如果恨人，就是等于杀人。
And Bible told us that if we hate someone, that is equivalent to kill someone.
那就是看在约翰一书里面所记载，我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章
First John chapter 3
第十五节
verse 15。
三章十五节说：“凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。”
Verse 15: Whoever hates his brothers is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
所以，恨、仇恨、愤怒、嫉妒、仇恨这三件事情，我们一定要谨记在心。
So we know hatred, anger, and jealousy are three things that we need to be watch out.
我们如果常常的用圣经道理来自我提醒，我们一定不会重犯该隐所犯的错误。你做的是什么事呢
？So if we constantly use Bible's teaching to remind ourselves, then we will definitely not walk on Cain's path.
我们反而会所做的事情是蒙神悦纳，我们所献的祭也是蒙神悦纳的。
Instead, we'll be like Abel. Everything that we do will be accepted by God.
我们就查到这里，一起来唱诗244首。
So we will conclude it here and sing hymn 244.
244首。
Sing hymn 244.